I've been hearing about this for quite some time. And it's not like the Super Bowl's coming to town, but someday. I think this is pretty cool. I know some of the guys who play this disc golf or whatever it's called. And Joey Schmidt is tournament director for the North Dakota State Disc Golf Championships coming to our town in September. So you have plenty of time to plan ahead and get signed up and all of that. Joey, welcome to KFGO. Nice to have you here.
Thanks, Jack.
Joey, what do you do in real life?
I am a welder and disc golf basket manufacturer by day, and I also mentor and tutor during the school year.
Off the top of your head, how many active participants in disc golf are there that use our facilities, our disc courses in FM?
Well, in just in Fargo alone, there's four courses, and in the greater FM area, there's eight. So, I mean, I know that there are thousands of players that play disc golf in the area, whether it's casually or for really serious tournaments and competition.
And thousands, generally, what is the demographic?
I'd say the demographic around here is, since it's a big college town, there's a lot of the 20-somethings that play and a lot of high schoolers that play. But it's the number of people between 20 and 35 is really growing. There's I think, 39,000 members on the Professional Disc Golf Association right now.
And I know you're going to have, coming in September over a couple of weekends, you're going to have advanced or professional tournament as well. That's on the second weekend. We can talk about that. And I want to ask you are there guys that make a living playing disc golf?
Yes. There's probably a good handful of guys, maybe upwards of 20, that make enough money touring the United States and the world playing disc golf for a living. I mean, these people are throwing a disc 500 to 600 feet so they can shoot a field goal from two football fields away. So not bad.
So is that what you call, I said that one of your parks, the one at Iwan, the Iwan course will have 27 holes, but what do you call it? It's probably not a hole, right?
Yeah, no, they are holes. It's a lot like golf. It's 27 holes. There's actually two courses out there. One is a 9-hole course that's already open and playable. And then the new 18-hole course, that'll be ready for play this coming Thursday or Friday. And that's going to be the most challenging course in the area. So it'll be pretty fun having that.
Where are the courses? What are the courses? I want to write their names down.
Well, there's Oak Grove. That's the oldest course. That's right behind the Oak Grove School. Then there's the two at Iwan, which is on South 52nd by the boat ramp. Then there's Trollwood Park, which is the site of one of the state tournaments. That's the amateur weekend. That's in North Fargo, the old Trollwood. Then there's in Moorhead, there's Davie Memorial Park by Ushers, right by the river. And then there's Woodlawn Park, which is off of 4th Street. And then there's also Rendezvous Park, which is in West Fargo.
I'll be darned.
9-hole courses.
Wow, that's just amazing. It's growing, the number of courses. Because I remember when Oak Grove went in. When was that?
That was in the 80s, the mid-80s, I think, is when Oak Grove went in. And that stood the test of time, for sure. People love that course. That's the most popular in the area. I mean, Fargo Parks has done an excellent job of maintaining these courses and getting ready for the state tournament. We're definitely in debt to them.
Let's talk about the actual event. September 7th, is it just a one day on September 7th?
Yes, on September 7th, that's the amateur event and the women's event. And that is a one-day event where basically anybody can come out and play. It's going to be $40 or less, depending on your division. And you're going to get a bunch of free clothing and discs. And there's going to be lessons for the community to come out there, free music, some food, and lots of competitions for everybody out there. It's really going to be a fun weekend, and hopefully we can get the community involved.
Well, that'd be great, because so many of us have friends who play the game, and I know Eric, for instance, wouldn't mind if a bunch of us yahoos tagged along with him and cheered him on. So we'd like to, like to get that going. The Iwan Park, that's September 14th and 15th for advanced and professional men's players. That might be the one we want to watch, huh?
Yeah, if you want to come out and really watch some good disc golf, if you're interested in seeing how far discs can go and how accurate things can be, that would be the weekend to come. There's going to be people from four states and Canada coming there. So there's going to be some really good players there that are playing for prizes and cash that weekend. So
can people register now? I mean, that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk so far in advance. People can still register, particularly in the junior players or recreational players, right?
Yeah, everybody can register right now. It's available online. If you just Google North Dakota State Championships Disc Golf, you can find it. Otherwise, there's going to be a site on your site, I believe.
Right.
And that you can register now. It's the best, and then we know we can get you everything that comes with the player's pack. So you're good to go.
So when you go out, and I suppose you're going to be organizing during the event, or I don't know if you're going to play, but how many discs will you carry?
In my bag, I traditionally carry 25 discs. And each one does something different.
Like what?
There's three different kinds of discs, a driver, a mid-range, a putter. They all go different distances. But in those different distances, you're looking at discs that go left, ones that go straight, ones you throw like a baseball, some you throw with a sidearm. So there are all sorts of different discs.
I imagine you're planning to go around a tree or something just like you would regular golf, right?
Yeah. In disc golf, even more so than regular golf, it's great because the trees, your fairways are formed by the trees and obstacles in your way. You really manipulate the path of your disc, and that's kind of the fun of disc golf.
Well, so you guys play your game in the rough.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the worst parts that no one else wants, that's what disc golfers love. The hilly, wooded stuff, that's what we enjoy the most.
Well, that's cool. Thank you very much for joining us. And we will put this on our events calendar, and we'll get that will be include the link to the event. And so the first day is September 7th at Trollwood Park, and then the next weekend's when the big boys and girls come into town.
Yeah, and at Trollwood Park, we're going to be giving away, well, it might be more than this, but at least $5,000 for a hole-in-one contest.
Oh, before I let you go, I was going to ask you if there are ever holes-in-one.
Yeah, there are. There are. And this one's going to be set up at about 320 feet. And the cash prize, if not a bigger prize, but at least $5,000 is going to be given away.
And that will be during the first weekend.
That'll be during the first weekend. So if you register, you get an automatic chance, actually two chances, at winning $5,000 with an ace.
Wow, that's cool. All right. You know, there's sandbaggers out there in your game. Some guy's going to say he's...
Well, I have to check that as the tournament director, so...
You're the man. Thank you. Thank you very much, Joey Schmidt. Appreciate your time, and we'll keep our audience up on this. It might end up being a great annual event for our town. This is the first time the disc championships have been in Fargo, though, right?
This is the second time.
Second time.
Second time. Yep.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Good.